What's up, everybody? It's your favorite fat girl, Saucy West. And welcome to Ayo Fat Girl, the quickie. I'm just coming on to talk about a subject that has been going around on social media for quite some time. And I feel the need to address it. I want to talk about the term big bag. This term, from what I have seen, has been popularized by straight-sized individuals who are projecting their internalized fat phobia and anti-fatness onto people with fat bodies. And I feel the need to defend us as a community because I find it hilarious that, especially when it comes to eating and indulging in food, that term gets used the most. When I'm on TikTok and I see influencers and creators, especially ones who eat on camera often, they use the term, they're like, oh, this is a big back meal, or I gotta unbig my back before the summertime, I have no business eating this. Or when they are indulging in food, they're like, oh, this is real big of me. I ain't gonna never unbig my back if I keep eating like this. And what I find crazy about that is, as a fat person living in a fat body and being around other fat people in fat community for years, I have never, ever seen people eat the way y'all think that we do. I feel like the projection of your anti-fatness and fat phobia needs to stop. Because if you want to keep it real, a lot of people who I know, including myself, we find it hard to even eat sometimes. A lot of fat folks deal with eating disorders. And not all of us deal with overeating, because I know that's what people often think, is that fat people get fat because we eat too much. But I feel like a lot of fat people get the stigma that we overeat and that's why we're fat. So therefore, people who are straight size can use that as ammo against us to make a joke out of things when it comes to food. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And I think that we should start standing up for ourselves a little bit more. Because this term was brought to us. We didn't ask for it. We as fat people are always looked at as like the butt of the joke, when it comes to any situation, including using this term. And I'm just very adamant on speaking up for us, because just because you as a straight sized person have an issue with your body doesn't mean that you have to project your internalized fat phobia upon fat people. Your anti-fatness and your internalized fat phobia have nothing to do with the behaviors of how fat people operate. You can sit up there and eat your large pizza by yourself and just eat your large pizza without saying, oh, I'm a big bag, or I'm gonna be a big bag. No, because guess what? I can't eat a large pizza by myself. I know you may think I can, but I can't. You can sit up there and indulge in whatever you want to indulge in, but then immediately say, oh, this is big bag behavior. And I'm just like, well, how do you know what my fat ass do? Because this is not how I operate. And I can say for myself, and again for other people within fat community, we have to sometimes make ourselves eat. We have to sometimes make ourselves be nourished, because we feel in our brains, oh, maybe if we do this, this will have this result. We already are navigating in a world of diet culture and anti-fatness, and we can't even enjoy a meal without being ridiculed in some way, shape, or form. It bothers me. It bothers me that straight-sized people use this term. It bothers me that plus-sized people use this term, because this isn't something that we should embrace. This is definitely something that's harmful. Now, I know people are going to say, well, Saucy, what about the term fat? Why do you think it's okay to use the word fat? Well, fat is an adjective. Okay, fat is something that we have. It describes us. It's something that I don't have an issue with, because guess what? Fat doesn't mean ugly. Fat doesn't mean, you know, that I should be disrespected. Fat doesn't mean that you should judge me. Fat is just what my body is. And that's it. But when you come with other terms that intentionally are used to degrade me as a fat person, then that's where we have the problem. That's where the problem lies. I know a lot of people are not going to agree with me and what I'm saying and how I'm explaining things. And I really don't care, because I'm always going to defend fat folks first. I'm always going to defend marginalized people first. I'm always going to speak out and be loud about the things that affect the community that I am in. And the people who don't care about this community because they are afraid to be a part of this community. They don't want to gain the weight. They don't want to be fat. And guess what? That's fine. That's fine. No one is asking anyone to be fat. Okay. I'm not sitting up here saying, come on, come along and join us. Guess what? You don't have to. And I just implore anyone to do whatever they want with their bodies. But guess what? Just because you're doing what you want to do with your body to be whatever size you want to be, doesn't mean that you have to be disrespectful to fat people. I speak often about dehumanization. And when you use the term big back or say things like unbig my back, you are dehumanizing the part. You are dehumanizing the people who you secretly just don't want to be like. So at the end of the day, if you're straight size and you are sitting in front of a buffet of beautiful food and you want to enjoy yourself eating your seafood boils, your chocolate chip cookie croissants, and your stuffed salmon mashed potato plates and bus downs, you don't have to equate that with you having a fat girl or a fat boy moment or being a big back just because you want to enjoy and indulge in your food. You can easily say, man, this is going to be a great meal. I can't wait to enjoy this. Or you can say, man, you know, I know I'm going to probably have to work out a little bit more, but I'm going to enjoy this food. Don't put your disordered eating issues upon this community. We don't need them. We have other things that we're dealing with, including our own disordered eating issues. So you can keep your shit to yourself. We don't need your bullshit over here. We got our own bullshit that we got to deal with. But because a lot of y'all who use the terms are already in a place of privilege and not being judged anyway, because I doubt very seriously that someone who is small, who is eating a shit ton of food, no one's saying anything about anything. I follow a lot of mukbangers, okay? I follow a lot of mukbangers, and a lot of the smaller, you know, skinny folks who sit here and eat on camera, nobody is ever in their comments. No one is ever in their comments talking about, oh, maybe you shouldn't eat that much because you're going to get high blood pressure. Or, oh, maybe you shouldn't eat that because XYZ. I don't see that in those people comments. You want to know who I see that in? In the fat folks comments. And that person could be just eating some fries. And somebody be like, oh, you shouldn't be eating them fries. But you ain't going to have the same energy towards someone who has ate 16 burritos just because they're a size 2. You don't see the problem with that. Well, maybe you should. So at the end of the day, at the end of the day, stop policing us as fat people. And don't project, because that's all that term is a projection. It's a projection, and it's internalized fat phobia. That's all it is. It's internalized fat phobia. And just because you have internalized fat phobia does not mean you have to project it upon people who are actually visibly fat and in fat bodies. And that's all I wanted to say. So, I am going to I'm going to be coming back with more podcasts. And I'm going through some stuff right now. But in the meantime and in between time, please make sure that you go and subscribe to my YouTube and click on the notification bell so you can get the latest updates. An AO Fat Girl podcast is available on all podcasting platforms. I have 4 episodes that are out, so if you haven't listened to them, go ahead and catch up. And by the time you're done, I have a new episode out, hopefully. And I am still building my Patreon family. So if you want to be a part of my Patreon, just make sure that if you're following me on Instagram, go ahead and click on the link in my bio and it'll take you to my Patreon page and join the Dipset Nation. And remember to always be fat and free without apology. And I am Saucy West. I'll see you soon.